the reserve seats. Remember that? I mean, when you had to save seats. Yeah, you just, unless you went to the big blockbuster reserve seat, you know, roadshow movies, you grabbed what was available and you try to save it. And then the people didn't show up. So when the movie started, you had that whole row empty. And then people really got angry at you for saving the seat. Hey, always good talking to you, Brett. We've got a couple of big movies coming out. We've got the Red One coming out this week. Then you've got some sneak previews coming out, some early access next week with Wicked and Gladiator 2. And you've got a whole bunch of good movies. I still have to see that Tom Hanks movie Here. I got to check that out.
Check it out, and remember to check out Anora. It's going to be nominated for Best Picture next year.
Oh, yeah, so yeah,
plenty
yeah.
at the movies.
And that's I think that's going to be one of those films like Nomadland that I didn't see in theaters, and then I was sorry. But again, that was during the pandemic. But yeah, I love that movie. So you never know. You never know what you're going to love. Hey, Brett, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next Friday once again.
We'll see you. Enjoy the movies, everyone.
Thank you, Brett. Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, 801 on the nose. Let's check news.
News and timeless hits, WRJN, Music and Ocean.
Here's CBS.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. President-elect Donald Trump delivered his first post-election speech at Mar-a-Lago last night. He promoted his controversial pick for Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns is in West Palm Beach.
It's what the Trump team sees as a campaign promise kept.
I'm going to let him go wild on health. I'm going to let him go wild on the food. I'm going to let him go wild on medicine.
But what critics feared, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has a long record of criticizing vaccines and has spread false and misleading claims about their safety.
Not all of RFK's goals are controversial, but CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says he may have a tough time pushing them through.
He wants to take on additives, preservatives in food. In fact, many at the FDA have wanted to do this. The question is, will Congress expand FDA authority to regulate some of these things?
Officials in Monterey, California confirm Mr. Trump's choice for defense secretary, Fox News host Pete Hegseth, was investigated for an alleged sexual assault in 2017. A police report mentions contusions in right thigh. No charges were filed. A trial begins today for a 26-year-old charged with murdering a nursing student on the University of Georgia campus. WSB's Veronica Waters from Atlanta.
While many murder cases take years to come to trial, Jose Ibarra's opens barely 9 months after Lakin Riley's fatal assault. University of Georgia law chair Ron Carlson says the defense faces an uphill battle.
And it does not help the defense case that Ibarra is here in America illegally.
Yesterday's sale of Alex Jones' InfoWars to The Onion, a parody news outlet, has triggered legal action. Reporter Chris Fox in Austin.
Houston Judge Christopher Lopez ordering the hearing after Alex Jones and his lawyers raised questions about how the bankruptcy auction of InfoWars was conducted. Jones alleging the trustee overseeing the auction changed the process.
They changed all the bidding rules, made it secret 2 days ago, and just like they tried to shut us down back in late May without a court order, they're supposed to have a court order. There's going to be injunctions filed.
Jones owes a $1 billion penalty. The families of Sandy Hook victims for claiming the mass shooting never happened. They handed out the Latin Grammys on Univision. Jovian Pitbull performed at the Kaseya Center in Miami. Carol G, the first woman to grab back-to-back wins in the Best Urban Music Album category.
Se lo quiero dedicar de verdad de corazón a mi familia.
Los muchachos en el ring del barrio.
Juan Luis Guerra snagged Album and Record of the Year. S&P futures down 30. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It'll take a little longer to get between Racine and Kenosha on Sheridan Road. The DOT and Kenosha County officials have agreed to reduce the speed limit from 45 to 35. That'll be in place from KR to 7th Avenue. The changes start Monday. A semi crashed into four vehicles stopped at a red light yesterday in Kenosha. It happened at Green Bay Road and 52nd Street, with that intersection closed for a couple of hours. One driver had serious injuries while others had minor wounds. Racine County voters are urged to verify polling locations. There's another election next Thursday. It's a special primary for the county executive position. Four candidates are looking to advance next Thursday. The renaming of a Racine County road went into effect today. State Trunk Highway 75 is now County Highway BD. New signs are going up to reflect the transfer of ownership from the state to the county. And the Pleasant Prairie Police Department and the Disaster Response Team are hosting a free grocery giveaway tomorrow. It'll run from noon to 2 at the Village Hall. At the same time, they'll be collecting donations of toys, winter gear, and household supplies for Tennessee flood victims. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers get ready for Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers practice outdoors in some light rain as they head out to face the Bears at Soldier Field Sunday. Defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley was asked, why did linebacker Preston Smith ask to be traded out of Green Bay and is now with the Steelers?
Yeah, I mean, I can't speak of what happened behind closed doors, requesting a trade, not liking the system. I have a great relationship with Preston. I talked to him after immediately and, you know, I was happy to see him move on to a good place with a coach who I really respect. And I thought he did a really nice job. I think he's got a great opportunity now where he is. And that's really all I got for you.
College football, the Badgers host Oregon tomorrow night, kickoff at 6:30. High school football semifinals, the winners tonight advance to the state title games next week at Camp Randall. Basketball, the Badgers men's team, home tonight against Arizona. The Bucks in Charlotte tomorrow night against the Hornets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a pretty nice weekend ahead, and you'll want to get out and enjoy it because things are eventually going to start to go downhill next week. Today, mostly cloudy, 53 this afternoon. Tonight, down to 44. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 54. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
Bit of a sports fan. My favorite sporting event to watch, the Olympics. It's hard to tell how good the athletes are anymore because, frankly, they're all good, you know? You 10 guys run a sprint, and one guy wins, we know he's fast. One guy loses, and we go, oh, that guy's slow. Should have worked out harder. I know, that's, you know, kind of a funny thing to say from your sofa. That's why I think every sport in the Olympics needs what I call a perspective athlete. Right in track, you'd have a pink lane going around the track. Right before the race, you just grab some random yahoo from the audience. Come on down here, sir. You're going to run in the pink lane today, representing the rest of humanity. That way the viewers at home can see how fast these other freaks of nature really are. Gymnastics would be hilarious. Gymnastics. Some pink guy on those rings just, shut up!
Just
Rusty Springfield, only want to be with you. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on your Friday morning. From the Aren't Their Parents Proud file, three very important world records. A guy in Illinois put 509 lanyards around his neck all at the same time, broke a world record. A 20-year-old solved 609,031 Rubik's Cubes in 24 hours. And a bunch of big bearded guys in Wyoming tied all their beards together to make a 150-foot-long beard chain. I got to tell you, if that was my kid, I'd be proud, huh? It's 8:11 WRJN, local news and timeless hits here. Right now, I've got Robert Knight. This was the first of three versions of this song.
Hearts go astray.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Beatles Yesterday, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. All right, the kids on Reddit recently got into a big discussion about things you say that officially mean you're old. I guess I'm old because referring to adults as kids made the list. All right, here's what they said. Anybody who says it's 8:30 at night, little late to start a movie is old. I can't go out for dinner. I have chicken in the fridge. I need to cook it before it goes bad. Referring to people in their early 20s as kids. Why is the music so loud in here? That's a nice box. Keep it. And finally, no thanks. I can't have caffeine this late in the day or I'll never fall asleep. You know, a lot of that sounds pretty familiar, especially the box thing. I always say, when we get an Amazon thing, ooh, don't throw out that box. It looks like we can use it again. 8:17 WRJN local news, timeless hits right now. Here's Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Pamela Anderson, a serious actor? It looks that way. The former Baywatch actress is getting rave reviews for her part in The Last Showgirl. The film tells the story of an aging performer whose show is about to be canceled. The film also stars David Bautista, cast as Anderson's character's manager, and Jamie Lee Curtis, who plays a waitress and is getting rave reviews for her performance. The film hits theaters in January and wide release after a limited run in December. He was a contestant every coach on the popular show The Voice wanted on their team. Michael Bublé was lucky enough to snag him for his team, but now Deadline reports that on Monday night's episode, host Carson Daly informed Bublé that country singer Tanner Frick has left the show unexpectedly and right before the knockout rounds. Ooh. If you're like me, you can't wait to not watch the next episode of The Voice. The show airs Monday nights on NBC. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And locally at AM 540 WAUK.
Your one-stop holiday shopping spot is Santa's Boutique. It sets up December 6th inside the Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine. Enjoy hot chocolate, cookies, and find great gifts from vendors like Tastefully Simple, Color Street, Avon, Paparazzi Jewelry, The Pampered Chef, Tupperware, Mary Kay, and more. Santa's Boutique at Fountain Hills Apartments, where you'll find something unique. Shop Friday afternoon, December 6th, 1 to 5 p.m. at Fountain Hills Apartments, 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Racine. Brought to you by Fountain Hills and Compassus Hospice.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Warren Eye Care in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. So go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guys in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things to keep in mind when you're between jobs or when money is scarce. Number one is a reminder that most of us are already tracking. As best you can, only use credit in emergencies. You know, like a medical emergency or when your only car breaks down. Try your best not to use them for everyday type expenses. That could cost you a lot more over time. Now, number two, if you know you're going to have a hard time paying your creditors, talk to them right away. You know, have those conversations before you fall behind on your bills. They might accept a partial payment. They might be willing to work out some other arrangement with you while you're in a tough spot. And yeah, nobody likes having those conversations, but it's better than the stress of avoiding creditors later. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes, inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near.
and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers take on Big Ten newcomer Oregon. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 99.9 FM, 1400 AM, WRJN.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Richie Valens, La Bamba. It's 8:23 at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Looking for cloudy weather today, tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday. Highs 53 today, lows 44 tonight, 53 the high tomorrow. Sunday, the high near 60. Wow. Right now, it's cloudy and 50 degrees here at Radio Park. This should give you hope for the future of our population. Kids between the ages of 4 and 7 were recently asked where the foods came from, plants or animals. Here were the results. 41% thought bacon came from plants. 47% said French fries came from animals. That should give you hope for the future, huh? Broadway musical Hair. That's Good Morning Starship and Oliver. Hey, don't forget, coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, listen for the Artist of Record with Cindy Huber. You can win some vinyl and, later on this month, a record player to play it on. But right now, here's JJ.
You don't know how
Jackson, but it's all right. It's 8:30 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. How about some fun facts? Remember Mr. Potato Head? Now, when you get Mr. Potato Head today, you get a plastic potato and you stick the little things in there to make a face on it. It wasn't like that back in 1952. What you had to do was get your own potato, a real potato, and then add the body parts. They had sharp spikes on them to punch them into the potatoes. The plastic potato didn't come around until the 70s. And Americans eat 350 slices of pizza every single second in this country. By the time I read that story, we ate over 1,000 pieces, 1,000 slices of pizza. Kind of explains a lot. And at 8:30 on the noggin, let's check news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. One of the busiest intersections in Kenosha was shut down for a couple of hours last night. Four vehicles waiting for a red light at Green Bay Road and 52nd Street were struck by a semi-truck when the truck driver failed to take a turn. The semi ended up crossing all lanes of 52nd Street before finally coming to a stop at the Culver's. One driver had serious injuries and others suffered minor wounds. Even though people went to the polls last week, Racine County voters are being urged to verify their polling locations for next week. A special primary election is scheduled for the Open County Executive position. People can confirm their polling places through their clerk's office or by visiting myvote.wi.gov. The county stresses that voters in Mount Pleasant, Caledonia, and Burlington should double-check their voting sites. There are four people on the ballot looking to move on to a final election in December. It's not just the moon starring in the nighttime show. In addition to the supermoon, the Leonids are in the supporting cast this weekend. Dixie Burns, an astronomy instructor at Madison College, tells people where to look.
If you can find a dark sky, you know, somewhere to look, you should be able to find some. If you can try to look away from the moon or use something to block off the moon. And your early morning hours are going to be best, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. to dawn. What you would expect is, you know, look at the sky. If it's dark, you know, every minute or few minutes, you would see one going by depending upon the intensity of the meteor shower.
The Leonids peak Saturday night into Sunday morning. And a Racine County road is getting renamed. Starting today, State Trunk Highway 75 will be renamed County Highway BD. New signs are going up to let everyone know your map app might not update right away. The change is due to a transfer of ownership of the road from the state to the county. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
We have a pretty nice weekend ahead, and you want to get out and enjoy it because things are eventually going to start to go downhill next week. Today, mostly cloudy, 53 this afternoon. Tonight, down to 44. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, 54. On Sunday, partly cloudy with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 48.
I'm wearing contact lenses now. I got glasses when I was 10 years old. When you're 10, people put things on your face. You just leave it there. But I thought I was getting glasses because I couldn't tell what my parents looked like. Whenever I'd ask my mother for money, she'd say, "What do I look like, a bank?" When you're 10, your parents are the bank. If I'm 10 years old, I can't walk into Capital One. The teller's just going to say, "What do I look like, your mother?" So I had glasses at 10, braces at 12. When you're thinking about talking to a girl for the very first time in your life, you want as much corrective apparatus on your head as you can get. I said to my parents, "Why stop now? Let's get me a hearing aid, orthopedic shoes. I want to look like I got a lot of doctors in my life."
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Son of a gun.
Don't you?
know the song's about me. No, I know that. Do you know who the song was about?
You and a Learjet, buddy.
She actually told somebody who the song was about. Now, there's only one of two people we think it's about, either Warren Beatty or Mick Jagger.
No, I think it was Warren Beatty. Mick Jagger's actually in the song. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, he's in the song.
What did she say about him?
When he's in there at the very end, you can actually hear him. You're so vain. He's her background singer.
But maybe he didn't know the song's about him.
Well.
She actually told somebody. I don't know if it was Johnny Carson or something. She whispered it and swore them to secrecy. I hope someday we'll find out who that song is about. I'll bet you think it's about you. She said that. I'll bet you think it's about you.
I love the fact that it's still a mystery. I hope we never find out. Just because it will always be fun. If I know who it is, I'm like, really? She wrote the song about that?
Cindy will be in her deathbed saying, I gotta know. Was that song from Carly Simon? Was it about me? That's all I want to know.
It was about me. Me and Learjets, you know.
This is odd but true. A woman in Florida recently broke a world record by running 95 marathons in 95 days.
Are you kidding me?
I wonder how she survived.
You know what happened on the 96th day? Knee replacement surgery.
Knee replacement? I think a casket was needed. 95 marathons.
Wow.
Marathons are a minimum of like, what, 13 miles or something like 13.1 miles? That's a minimum. 95 of those in 95 days. How old was she? Doesn't say.
How old was she again?
That doesn't say. She was. Oh, here it is. She was 95. She ran 95 marathons. She wasn't 95.
I was going to buy that, and I suppose you have an island you can mail me.
You are gullible. Okay. Gary Lewis and the Playboys, count me in. It's 8:40, local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN.
If you need someone to count on.
Somebody to Love, Jefferson Airplane. Local news and timeless hits, WRJ. And then they became Jefferson Starship. And they became just Jefferson. What was Jefferson Airplane? Jefferson Star, and just Starship. And the reason was, who was the Paul Kantner?
Well, you know what? It was Jefferson Airplane, yeah, then, Jefferson Starship, and then Starship.
Well, the reason they had to get rid of Jefferson, Paul Kantner, who was one of the founding members, said, you're not going to use Jefferson. I'm leaving the band. I'm taking it with me. So they were just Starship. I don't think anybody noticed.
Although, you know what, though? That, I can see that.
I don't think they care.
He thought they sucked afterwards. So, yeah, he did.
Did I ever tell you my I think I told you my Jefferson Airplane story.
No.
My dad used to... he worked for a company called Federal Pump Company in New York City. And I used to go with him to work. And one of the days, this was back around 1967. I was just a toddler. Anyway, so we were doing some calls where he had to check pumps in these big skyscraper buildings. And one of them was the Fillmore East building, which was a theater, but it was a big building. You know, they had offices on top of it. So we went to the Fillmore East. And when we pulled up, there was an airplane, a biplane, hanging from a crane over the city in downtown.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in lower Manhattan. And it was for Jefferson Airplane coming in. Now, they were really a nothing group back then, just getting started in 1967.
Oh, my goodness.
And they hung. Now, could you imagine doing that today? So they had this crane hanging this biplane right over the street with a big banner, Jefferson Airplane, Saturday at the Fillmore East.
Oh, my God. Lawsuit.
I stood on stage at the Fillmore East when my dad was checking some pumps. And I didn't appreciate it at the time, but the biggest rock and roll groups in the history of music stood on that stage at the Fillmore East. I don't know what it is today. I don't know if it was a movie theater at one time. And they had the Fillmore West out in San Francisco, and the Fillmore East, Bill Graham owned them. And just standing on that stage, I look back now and say, the biggest rock and roll groups in the history of America were on that stage. And I got my DNA all over it.
Oh, yeah, you're rubbing your face and your head. It's kind of like how I felt when I was in Zany's in downtown Chicago.
Yeah,
like,
another big
I'm like, who in the world all stood on the stage? These awesome comedians, and now I'm standing on here stinking up the place, just bringing down the resale value.
When I was at the Grand Ole Opry, I stood on stage.
Did you?
Yeah, because you took a tour.
Oh, wow.
And you stand, and they have this circle on the stage. Well, not actually, the circle's at the new place, but you could stand on stage where the biggest stars of country music got there. Hank Williams, Patsy Cline,
yes,
Loretta Lynn. I mean, they're all stood on that stage.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was standing on that stage getting my DNA all over.
Everywhere you go, Don Rosen's DNA.
Spreading
come
his
on.
DNA all over the place. 848 WRJN, looking for a cloudy day today, tonight, tomorrow, Sunday. Wow. 53 the high for today, 44 the low for tonight, 53 the high tomorrow. Sunday, highs near 60. That's not
really?
That's not normal. That's not normal.
Be afraid.
Cloudy and 50 degrees right now at Radio Park.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Runnings in Burlington wants to help you gear up for fall. From power tools and holiday decor to get your yard festive, to hunting gear and accessories for traps, bows, and firearms to keep you in the game all season. Plus, throughout November, for every bag of Kalmbach feeds you buy, Runnings will make a donation to Samaritan's Purse to aid hurricane relief efforts. Stay safe and warm as temperatures drop with everything you need for your home and farm. Stop by today, Runnings in Burlington on Milwaukee Avenue. They're your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Do you know or work with kids who have special health care needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/WISCWAY. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
WRJN. We'll be right back. neighbors are really the most. Skin old Frisco, a pretty little chick wherever you go.
California Sun, the Rivieras. I always tell the story. I had that on a 45 RPM, and it skipped. It's just when we bought the record, it skipped. And he didn't run back and return things back. They just kind of lived with the skip. And there's a part of the song where it goes, pretty little chicks, wherever you go, wherever you go, wherever you go, wherever you... You just hit the record player and, you know...
Kill me.
Get it moving. Speaking about records, you have an artist of record today.
Yes, I do.
And we're not going to tell who it is. We're going to unveil it between the 9 and 10 o'clock hours.
I'll tell you who it is. It's Petula Clark, and I'm going to play Downtown.
Petula Clark. You know, when she first came out, people didn't know if it was Petula Clark or Petula Clark.
Yeah.
She was a big actress in the 1940s and 50s in England.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she was an actress. Then she came out with Downtown. And then she went back to being an actress again. She made two big blockbuster movies in this country. She made Finnegan's Rainbow with Fred Astaire.
And, that was a great movie.
And directed by, you ready for this? Francis Ford Coppola. That's Finnegan's Rainbow.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. And it was one of his first films. Also working on the production crew was George Lucas and Martin Scorsese. They worked on Finnegan's Rainbow.
That really is an awesome movie.
Then she made another blockbuster musical with Pay No Attention to That Can opening up.
That's me. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, Don.
Another blockbuster musical she made with Peter O'Toole called Goodbye, Mr. Chips, which is a big MGM musical. Yeah. So she only made those two, I think.
That's the only two you have to make.
Yeah. Finnegan's Rainbow is still one of my favorites.
And mine too.
What happened was Warner Brothers was just sold. And they closed down all production, but they had this movie they were still in the middle of. And they said, make the movie, but don't cost us a penny to make this film. Oh. So they used the sets, and you could see them from Camelot. It was all the sets from Camelot. And the opening sequence, when you see a Fred Astaire lookalike with a Petula Clark lookalike walking through the snow to get to this place in Kentucky... that was all shot by Francis Ford Coppola and his friend with a handheld camera because they wouldn't pay for it, Warner Brothers. So the whole movie was made on a budget. It doesn't look like it when you see it. It looks like a big budget musical.
It was a really great movie, especially the ending, the very end. If you're a kid, it almost kind of scares you.
Phineas Rainbow?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good movie. Yeah. Anyway, artist of record, Petula Clark, when you hear her later on today... Give a call, and if you're, the fifth caller?
Fifth call.
At 262-634-9756, you win that record, and you're in the running for the record player at the end
of the
month.
That's right, and actually next Friday.
Is that when you're giving it away?
Yeah, next Friday.
All right. The last record player on the planet, and we're giving it away.
We're giving it away. That's it. Snooze, you lose.
All right. I'm done.